It's the one and only The Lit to the Bell Mimi Nava, and you're watching The Lit to the Bell, the podcast that helps you flourish. So, rest is a thing that we should do so we don't, die. Very dramatic, but I've realized the importance of rest. I've always realized the importance of rest, but as we get older, we become adults, we realize that we ignore or we avoid rest because we feel as though we're going to be left behind, or our goals will pass us, or we really won't accomplish the things that we feel that we deserve because we have rested. Now, rest is different between being lazy and procrastination. So no, I'm not trying to encourage that type of energy. Before y'all jump on me. Yeah. Cause I feel it coming. I feel the energy maybe. Be gone. So, rest. Meaning that you take one portion out of your day to rest your body from moving, from talking, and you sit still. You be quiet. Close your eyes. Rest is not only gonna be sleep. Rest could be you laying down, watching TV. Rest could be you sitting down, reading a book. I think people sometimes feel that when you rest, they're like, oh, I should be working right now. Oh, I should be da da da. I woke up this morning and I didn't have to go to work. Felt weird to me. Felt weird. When I say felt weird, it felt weird. I woke up, I was like, dang. I don't have to go to work. I don't need to be in today. I'm gonna just go back to sleep. It felt weird. To the point where my boyfriend was like, hey, don't you gotta go to work? And I was like, no, I don't. And I just went back to sleep. We both just went back to sleep. But it's just that rest should not feel foreign to us, nor to our bodies. We should feel that we deserve rest. We should value our work, that our work is enough. Yes, it's not. Yes, we can do better. Yes, we can always do more, but let's not work ourselves to a heart attack. Let's not work ourselves to a stroke. Let's not work ourselves to stress that, honestly, all these things cause what? Death. Let's not work ourselves to death. We are meant to have rest. We're meant to work hard and play hard. We're meant to work hard for the whole week on our studies and on our career and on our extracurricular things. And on the weekend, call up our friends and say, hey, you want to go out to eat? And not feel guilty about that. We should not feel guilty for wanting to do things that don't relate to our responsibilities. And be okay with it. We should be okay with it. So if you worked all week and you put in them hours, get your check, and you budgeted all the way, you got it, and you have something over to go eat and to go do something cute, go do something cute. Get your dress on, get your clothes on, and get cute. Honestly, in this type of climate right now, everyone needs rest. Mentally, we're tired. Emotionally, we're tired. Everyone needs rest. Resting is so important. Resting your mind from just things that don't please you, resting your spirit from things that don't please you, and just resting and doing the things that do please you, that make you feel good, that make you smile, make you laugh. And sometimes having to rest from people, because we don't realize that good energy, good or bad energy, people take up our energy. People take it and they will drain it. And it's not to be mean to people, no, but it's also to just know that there has to be some time for yourself out of the day, out of the week, whatever. There has to be a frequent amount of time taken for yourself. It has to be. It has to be. And if there's not, find some. Because, like I say, you can be around good people, your friends and people that treat you good, but there's certain time where you're going to have to recenter and recharge so you can be ready to pour from a full cup, not an empty cup. You don't want to sit and be around people, you're drained, you're tired, you got bags to like your chin, and your friend's like, hey, you good? You can't even. And you start getting grouchy, irritable. You don't want to just like project that onto people who have done nothing to you, And they love you, they care for you. You don't want to put out the wrong type of energy, nor mess up the flow of things. If you don't feel good, you don't feel well, tell your friends, like, hey man, I'll see you tomorrow. I'm gonna get some time to myself and rest up. That should be okay. They should be completely okay. And if it's not, then you need some new friends. I don't have too much to say about this. All I'm saying is rest. You don't want no wrinkles because you stretched yourself to 30. Don't want no crow's feet either for the same reason. And you definitely don't want to have heart problems. Stress is a big factor that causes a lot of heart problems and also a lot of blood pressure problems. Don't want those types of things in our life because we failed to take care of ourselves by resting. We failed to take care of ourselves because we don't want to take time. We don't want to tell people no. That's the biggest issue. We are so afraid to tell people no, especially as women. We don't want to tell people no. We want to feel like we can do it all and do everything. Well, who said we had to do every damn thing? Secondly, who gonna whoop me if I don't do everything? If I'm not able to do it, I'm not in the mental space to do it, why would I do it? Why should I do it? And why are you going to make me? I shouldn't have you around me if you don't care about my mental, my emotional well-being, you're gonna make me do something anyways? No, I don't care about it. Especially if it's not encouraging and it's something to benefit you. No, I will not be sitting here, I will not sit here and be drained because for your own personal benefit. If I'm tired, don't make me do it. If I don't feel well, don't make me do it. Don't be inconsiderate because you don't care about me. Don't be inconsiderate just because you're an asshole, simply. It's not gonna work with me. It's not gonna work with me. I have told people that I'm living with, hey, I don't feel like doing it, I don't feel like today, no. I'm quick to say no to something. And it's not in a bad way, it's just more so, but I know myself, I know how I feel. I'm not gonna force myself to do anything. I'm not gonna engage in something that I don't have the energy to put into or to invest in. Cause I don't wanna do anything half-assed, even with my actions. My actions are never half-assed. My actions, either I do it or I don't. And if it's half-assed, I'm gonna fix that. I'm gonna work on that. But sometimes some things can be half-assed just because it ain't lining up with me. And I'm okay to say that and let that be known. I don't care if I look crazy, stupid, a bitch, whatever, I'm not gonna do it. And people have to accept that. And if some people don't, fuck them. Literally, fuck them. They pay your bills. They buy you clothes. They know they're giving you a job somewhere. They buy your groceries. If they not, fuck them. What they gonna do? Whoop your ass? They ain't finna do nothing. Girl, they ain't finna do nothing. They ain't finna do nothing. Different squad. Get out of here. Say no to people, because they ain't finna whoop your ass if you say no. They're not gonna beat you up. Not finna come to your house and rob you just because you said no to something that you don't align with. If you don't align with it, you don't align with it. Simple. Point blank, period. As the city girls say, period. That's it. Ain't nothing else, ain't no further discussion, ain't no convincing. That's it. And stand on it. Don't let them people talk you out of, oh, you sure? Yes, I am very sure. Because what I say, I'm secure in. And any of the words that I'm saying right now, the things that I'm expressing to you, I've thought about it and I already feel secure in telling you no. So whatever BS you're trying to run by me, no. And leave it at that. You ain't gotta explain yourself as to why you don't align with something. Just say no. And if somebody asks you why, disrespectful already off the bat. Disrespectful. No one should ask you why you feel the way you feel unless they're gonna do something about it. And even if they are gonna do something about it, it ain't finna be a good thing. Because if someone respects you, they respect your feelings. They respect how you feel about things, and they respect the fact that you have boundaries. And if someone wants to ask why, try to cross over those boundaries and dig into you, that's not needed. It's not needed. You said no, you meant no. There's no digging, there's no searching, there's no interrogation. Not the fucking FBI. No. I said no. And that should be an end of it. That's it. Nah, y'all, I had to go off because I've seen some women kind of have to over explain why they were here, why they were there, why they were over there, why they were with Bob and Tom. Sis, do what you want to do. Or why they were at an island resting. Let them folks rest. Leave them folks alone. You don't know them people. That's what I'm going to say. You don't know them people. Stop looking at them. You rest, you do what you do. Be able to say no so you can allow yourself to get rest. And you don't, because I'm going to say this right now. Those people who are continuously draining you and not caring about your rest, not caring about your physical, mental, spiritual health, they definitely ain't going to be at your funeral when you die. And if they do, they are trifling. Don't let people drive you to your early grave all because you want to prove a point that you can do it all. Girl, stop. Sir, sit down. Don't try to prove a point. Don't try to kill yourself to prove a point. It's not worth it. It really is not worth it. And you cannot be 100% all the time because you're not 100% perfect. You're not perfect. You come with error. You come with things slightly off. Hell, even technology is not 100% perfect. So what makes you think you're going to be 110%? So, with all that being said, take that into consideration. If you've been working, take that time, instead of going out and doing hood-ass shit, take that time to sit in the house, rest, watch TV. First of all, if you're going to do hood-ass shit, wear your mask. Appreciate you. And secondly, if you've been doing the schoolwork, things like that, honestly, take a nap. It's 10:30. Take a nap. It's late over here. Take a nap. 2-hour nap. Set an alarm. Wake back up. Do it again. And if your class is recording, you don't feel like going into that class, just type present and go to sleep. Or type present and go meditate. Get your mental together. There's no point in you showing up to class trying to be the best student you can be when your mental ain't together. You're not going to be the best student you can be because you're not good up here. You're not good in here. You're not centered. You're not prepared to listen and comprehend and absorb. You're worried about your own problems that's bouncing around and buzzing in your head. Figure that out first before you can come and worry about a paper. Working off of not being centered is never the answer. Never. I don't care how you flip it, turn it, and spin it. It will never be it. Well, I hope that all of this could help you. And, you know, glad to snatch a page out the rule book for you all and just hope you can just slap that onto your life. This concludes the episode of The Lit Southern Belle. Stay flourishing, my friends. Hey, my friends, I hope you enjoyed this episode. Make sure that you follow our page on Instagram at The Lit Southern Belle. Also follow the Twitter at The Lit Southern Belle. And if you're nosy and you have stalkerish tendencies, you can always follow my personal page. It's mimi.nava_. And also follow me on Twitter if you want to see me cut up. Really, I don't cut up. I don't tweet a lot of stuff. I just like stuff. So no one will know what I like unless they go and be nosy, but go off. So stay flourishing, my friends.